Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Imagine you're a bitch with a litter of six puppies or a queen with a litter of six kittens. And you want to teach them everything they need to know to survive in the most energy-efficient way possible. What approach would you use? Would you line them up in a row and teach them commands and reward or punish them depending on the response? Of course you wouldn't. It takes too much time. It takes too much energy. You have too many other things to do. You have to be on the lookout for predators. You have to find food and water. You have to make sure that the space is secure. You may have to periodically move them in case any scent in the den might be alerting predators. Instead, you take the monkey see, monkey do approach. You model the behavior. You use social learning. In more social species like dogs, you deputize younger adults to act as aunts and uncles that the youngsters can model their behavior on too. And all the time the goal is self-reinforcement, self-control. The reason for this is simple. As a parent, if you want to get your genes out there in the gene pool, to have your chance at immortality, so to speak, it's to your advantage to prepare your young so they can succeed when you're gone. Because there's a high probability that youngsters will outlive their parents. If doing the right thing is contingent on the presence of someone always saying, do this, don't do that, and rewarding or punishing them based on their response, that's not going to happen. So you need self-reinforcement, you need self-control, you need to set up learning situations, problem-solving, so they get to figure out things for themselves. But that's a tough one when we're talking about interspecies situations. Serving as a role model for a dog, serving as a role model for a cat. But we know all of the effective person studies. We know from the studies of canine scent, we know animals are much more aware of our physiology. They can tell when we're angry, they can tell when we're upset. Unfortunately, what serving as a role model means for us is that if we want to teach self-control and self-reinforcement to another, we must possess those skills ourselves. With every passing year, particularly in Western society, that becomes more difficult to do. But stopping, thinking, and pulling it together, that takes self-control. That takes self-reinforcement. It's hard to muster that self-control and that self-reinforcement at the time. There's no pill for that. It takes time. It takes commitment. What it boils down to, yet again, is whether it's worth the energy. Is it worth the energy to muster those skills at this stage of our lives, to have a well-behaved animal with whom we have an equitable and mutually rewarding bond, or not? It's up to us to decide what kind of model we want to be.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.